Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply swimming lessons. Swimming lessons. Millions of Americans and people all over the world enjoy great swimming. In fact, the research studies show that there are more than 10.4 million swimming pools in residential homes in the United States alone. Then, there are 1 in 3 people, 33% of the world's population, knows how to swim. That means 2/3 don't, which is the reason why almost 400,000 people die every year because of drowning. They died just because they did not know how to swim. My friends and neighbors, running a business is a lot like swimming. Everyone wants to do it. There are millions of people all over the world that start their own businesses every single year. And just like those drowning incidents that I reported, unfortunately, many of them fail just because they did not learn the key components. Today, we're going to begin this series that will outline the keys that we need to learn in order to be effective in business. In fact, not just so that we won't drown, so that we can swim effectively. The FLOAT acronym are the 5 key components of business development that I never want you to forget, my good friends. I want you to remember them even if you need to write them down and replay this podcast over and over again. The F reminds us of the importance of finding an instructor. Now think about it. I just mentioned to you all the popularity of swimming and how many people want to swim and things along those lines, but you've never seen a commercial on television for a swimming instructor. You've never seen a billboard along the highway for a swimming instructor. You've never seen an internet ad. In fact, when you make up your mind that you want to swim, then you go out and find your swimming coach. See, the swimming coach doesn't come to you. You have to go to the coach. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, it's just like business. Those who really want to learn must be proactive. Those who really want to earn must be proactive. And you go out and find the person that you want to train you and seek them so that they can help you succeed. Now, let me give you a few key points about this, because right now you may have your ideal mentor in your mind. If you don't, do me a favor and get your ideal mentor in your mind. The person that you would love to get training and development from, the individual that you would enjoy speaking with about business tips on a regular and routine basis. Get the person in your mind that you like, if you know that person already. And then step one in that is you want to seek that person. Now, if you don't have a person in your mind, then you're seeking someone with a proven track record. You're seeking someone who cares about you, who's interested in your success. Now, the key is we have to be bold enough to ask. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to be bold enough to ask. If you've got someone in your mind, you go after that individual with all of your energy and you ask them if they wouldn't mind mentoring you, even if it's just for 1 day out of a week or 2 or 3 days out of a month. Set aside some time to pursue that mentor. And then if for any reason the mentor is unavailable that you're seeking to mentor you, then ask for a referral. In other words, if you can't teach me, sir or ma'am, do you know someone else who can, who's willing and able to help me in my quest to learn how to excel in my business activities? The L in our FLOAT acronym just reminds us of the importance of letting go. You know, floating takes relaxation. All of your muscles have to be completely relaxed in order for you to float, because it's impossible to float when you're tense, when you're nervous, when you're stressed. You don't float in the water that way. You become one with the water when you're relaxed and you're lying down and you're not afraid of drowning. In other words, you're not afraid of rejection as we're talking about business. You're relaxed enough to do that. Now, let's talk about how you relax or let go in business. You want to relax enough to add your business to your conversation. Don't force it. Allow it to happen naturally, because it will. People will ask you about what you do, why you do it, how much you like it, and how they can even be involved and can help. But it'll come naturally. You don't have to walk up to them and say, "Hi, I'm an entrepreneur. I run this type of business and I would love enough for you to participate with me. Can you take my card and be a part of my team? That's forcing it. That's tense. You don't want to do that. You want to relax. You want to build relationships. And in the process of building those relationships, your conversation about what you do and your aspirations will come naturally. You also want to use flotation devices. You see, in swimming, they give devices to adults and kids to help them understand the importance of floating. They give them what's called floaties for the little kids, and it helps them float a lot easier. Well, you've got flotation devices at your disposal as well. These are resources that identify you with your new business. Here are a few examples. You can update your social media page to outline what it is that you're doing right now. Change your voicemail to include your new title, your new position, and or your new business. These things will prompt conversations and make it easier for you to discuss what you do. And all these things help you become more comfortable with it, my friends. And then, obviously, of course, business cards and all those types of things, websites. There are different things that are flotation devices, and you want to practice until you become completely comfortable with your new environment. You see, when you're floating, you oftentimes feel as if you're going to sink. And feeling like you're going to sink creates a tenseness in your muscles. And what happens is you do sink. Well, you want to practice until you understand, I'm not going to sink. I'm going to swim. I'm going to excel. I'm going to advance. Keep getting the hang of it. You know, sometimes we practice things over and over again until they become second nature. We want to do the exact same thing with our conversations in business. The last one we'll get to today, my friends, is the O that reminds us to set oceanic goals. Yes, my friends and neighbors, your goals should be as large as the ocean, as vast as the sea, as deep and as wide as well. See, the larger the body of water, the better you float. It's been scientifically proven that the salt water in the ocean makes the ocean water a lot more dense than it does fresh water. So because of that, it's a lot easier to float in ocean water. You'd be amazed, my friends and neighbors, that when you change your environment, when you change the scenery, when we change our circle of friends, when we leave the bathtub and go to the ocean, that everything changes. Yes, my friends, what are your loftiest goals and dreams? I challenge you not to give up on them. See, the beautiful part about floating in the ocean, remember, when you're floating, you're always on your back, right? So you're floating on your back, and if you're floating at a swimming pool in a rec center, all you can see is the ceiling. If you're floating at home in a bathtub, all you can see is the ceiling. But if you're floating in the ocean, you're looking at the sky. You're looking at the unlimited possibilities that are ever before your eyes. My friends and neighbors, when you set oceanic goals, then you're constantly keeping the vision of what you want to achieve in front of you at all times. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you to evaluate your current circle. Are you surrounded by surfers who are connected to the ocean, or are you surrounded by those in the bathtub that are just connected with the rubber ducks? I say leave the rubber duck mentality and the bathtub mentality and connect with the surfers and the water skiers and those who are in the ocean air all the time. That's how we excel and advance. Oh, I wish I had time to complete this training segment, my friends, but I will assure you of this. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.